All month long, WNYC and the storytelling platform Narratively have been seeking places where we can find sanctuary amidst the nonstop motion of our city. This week we visit Prospect Park with William Akers, a writer, aficionado of old New York, and a baseball fan.
Every Sunday, I commune with the New York Mets. I've got a little transistor radio.
Right-hand batter, the first pitch by Kendrick. Swing and a ground ball up the middle.
So if it's a Sunday afternoon and I've got the ball game on it, I have trouble staying in one place. You know, because I get nervous, I get tense, I have to walk around. So I can cover a lot of ground in a three-hour ball game. So I sort of made it a project of exploring the park. And then one day I was walking around and I took like a weird turn and sort of stepped down these steps and I turned the corner and I was like, oh my God, I'm in some sort of Victorian wonderland. So what's great about it is it's a row of benches facing this empty fountain, which is all covered in moss and has these reeds growing up out of it. I mean, it feels like this place was had a spell cast on it or something. My wife grew up in Park Slope, so I came home and I was like, oh my God, I found the coolest place in the park. It's called the Vale of Kashmir. And I told her about it. I said, it's this like weird overgrown Alice in Wonderland kind of thing. And it's Kashmir spelled like the fabric, not like the place. And it's just so pretty and it's so cool. And she was like, that's nice. That's fine. And then 2 weeks later, I came here again and I came home and I was like, oh my God, I was just in the coolest part of the park. It's called the Vale of Kashmir. And she was like, yeah, I know. You told me about it last week. And you're probably going to tell me about it again next week. I was like, well, it's really cool. And I come here a lot. I come here not every week, but most weeks. Somebody's wife, I think, I'm not sure, dubbed it the Vale of Kashmir after some romantic poem of the day, which was very popular.
Who has not heard of the Vale of Kashmir, with its roses the brightest that earth ever gave, its temples and flowers?
You just know immediately, like, this place has some kind of history, and so I couldn't help but dig around in the public library and look in the archives to sort of try to answer those questions. So when this was first built by Olmsted and Vaux in the 1860s, this was built as a children's play area. You know, so they'd sail boats and splash around and push their sister into the pool and everything. And then it was renovated when McKim, Mead, and White took out all of the rustic stone and replaced it with these granite pedestals, which were put here in the 1890s. I don't know, it's just very easy to sort of fill in with your imagination and, you know, visualize there's water there now, take away all of this overgrown underbrush, and just see, you know, a stately procession of rich society ladies strolling through the park on a Sunday afternoon. That's all gone now, but it doesn't feel like it's been gone for 100 years. It feels like they were here just before I sat down, like I just missed them. One article I found was this, In Prospect Park by W. Van Ingen from the New York Times in 1922. He tells people to go for a walk in the Vale, and he says, To try to describe it
is useless. Drop everything and go see. You'll pass great elms that tower o'er bowers like none such, and you'll be glad.
It's very sweet and it's very cheesy, but I think, I mean, he's probably enjoying this part of the park for the same reason I am. He just expressed it a little bit more flowery than I might. In the book Time and Again, it's a really sort of lovely time travel book. Their idea being that if you can put yourself in a place that's exactly like it was in a certain time period, and you focus really hard, you'll be transported back into that time period. And this is the kind of place where I think it would be very easy to do that. There's no people around. I love the Vale for its weirdness. There's nowhere else in the park like this because the renovations haven't gotten here yet. For me, because so much New York is torn down and rebuilt all the time, and that's been the nature of New York since New York began, anything that has survived, especially if it's shown its age, it just makes that, like, all the more precious. So this is a very fertile place for that. I want to hang on to these things for as long as I can because they go away.
That was writer William Akers. He shared his secret sanctuary in Prospect Park with producer Emily Kwong. Will you share the place you go to get away from it all? Just go to our website and check out the map we've made on WNYC.org.